This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Familiar ringings of the Good Day program. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Ever noticed how difficult it is to get into a cup of yogurt sometimes? I was just struggling. Right, the sides are supposed to be a little lip, right?
Uh-huh,
so you just peel it back.
And sometimes you just have to take your spoon or take a knife and cut your way into it.
I just
you
did
have to
that.
Work for it
knife.
If you want to eat it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So... All right. I've noticed that with yogurt, I eat Noosa. You like Noosa? Do you know what Noosa yogurt is? Pretty healthy.
No, is it a dairy-free one?
No, it's got some dairy in it. But
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Right. It's made
is it
with
yogurt
almond milk?
If it has no dairy?
Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. Good for you. Being on the ball. That's why Jay is the award-winning co-host of the Good Day program. Let's see what's happening that is... Well, this is a way to think as I start the day or start the hours. I want people to feel good. Then we go into the ditches after we put a positive thought out there. So, I have a biblical expression from a well-known saint who, St. Augustine said, miracles are not contrary to nature, but only contrary to what we know about nature. Thus, thinking about the resurrection, things like that, that are contrary to what we think we know about life, right? Nature, life. But every day, it's wonderful, I guess, in a manner of speaking. I would never make a good scientist because I'm always poking holes in their theories. And because science is always disproving itself. How many times have we heard stories about vitamin C, for example, or coffee? Or I mean, you can pull a dozen different things instantly out of your mind. Okay, one day some scientific research says it's good for you, right? Yeah. Next day, oh, that stuff's bad for you. Don't do that.
Or like, oh, you can have some moderation. Never mind, moderation is still too much.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so there's that. Also... something about the day that is being celebrated in various parts of the world, the birth of cheetah cubs, born for the first time in 70 years. 4 cheetah cubs have been born in India. This was after, and this is another lesson in all these people that run around, the sky is falling, all these things, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees are getting extinct. No. Well, maybe they are, but there are more things coming along. What was it I said? Excuse me, I think it was last month. There were like 210 new species of things that have been discovered in the past year. So for all those people who are, and I, listen, I'm a real conservationist and environmentalist, but I'm the real part is the reality that things come and go.
And maybe, evolve.
Yeah.
And some things we just have been existing for years, we just haven't found. Like, think of the depths of the ocean. There is so much
that's
still uncharted on our planet alone.
Yep, exactly. And so when I went to the Museum of Science with my grandson this past Sunday, looking at all of the things from the dinosaur era, you know, we all think because of what happened 65 million years ago, that was when the dinosaurs lived. Well, that was when they died. When that asteroid hit the Earth and killed everything for pretty much about 1 million years before they started growing back again. And the dinosaurs were all killed. But the dinosaurs have been around 200 million years before that. And the timeline that is explained and where all of the digging was done up in Montana, a lot of bones were discovered up there, certainly in parts of California, other areas, Louisiana. And you know what they found most of? This is how they knew that alligators and crocodiles, well, not both of them, one of them, and I don't remember now, to call my grandson, either alligators or crocodiles have been around as long as dinosaurs. They were part of the dinosaur era, as were sharks. I think most people know sharks have been around for jillions of years, but I don't know about alligators, whether you know that or not.
And what you were talking about before, too, of, like, science finding out new facts or changing a little bit, we used to think that all dinosaurs were more of a, had, like, a reptilian skin.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now we're finding that there were a lot that had feathers.
Yep, right, exactly. And, by the way, thank you, because that was where I was going next. My grand said, Gramps, come over here, look at this. Did you know that birds were... birds are. I didn't ever think about this before. And here's my 8-year-old grandson who says, look, Gramps, birds were dinosaurs. The first birds were dinosaurs. They were flying dinosaurs. And so birds today are relatives of dinosaurs. They're the only thing that they and the bugs that crawl around your house that have been around forever.
Cockroaches. Yes.
Right. Birds and cockroaches. Celebrate the day with them. In England, there was a bill introduced in Parliament yesterday to ban trophy hunting in any of the British protectorates and to put people in jail if they bring trophies back to England, which
good.
I think is... Yeah,
and tar and exactly. feather them while we're at it.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Yep. Let's do that. Let's take care of it that way. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, your boats, RVs. Want protection on the road and on the water? See how much you can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Or you can go online to progressive.com. The New Mexico governor. There's some people in the news now. Her name is Michelle Grisham. Signed a bill that protects providers of abortions from prosecution, also from disciplinary action or extradition attempts by people out of state. The companion abortion rights bill, there are two of them, one that was signed yesterday and then there was one that was signed last month, guaranteeing access to reproductive health in response to all the anti-abortion ordinances that have been set up in parts of New Mexico. So here this governor says, yep, okay, we get this part of it, but here's that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, New Mexico, Jay, I don't know, I'm not following this part of it as much, but apparently a lot of people are going to New Mexico for abortion, to get abortion. They're traveling from Texas.
Yeah,
needing
to cross state lines.
So,
well, that's what the whole overturning Roe v. Wade was about, putting the decision-making back to the states. And a lot of the states are going for it. A lot of the states are going against it.
Well, they call that home rule, matter of fact. So anyway, there is the thing that I learned when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati. Back in the 80s, I interviewed the woman that ran the Planned Parenthood office there, and I actually dated her for a while, a very interesting lady. And what she taught me about, I didn't really follow it because it hadn't entered into my life, what Planned Parenthood was all about, but it's a health care center for women.
Yeah.
It does, or it did, probably still does provide abortion.
But that's not like the only thing.
No,
the primary
not
thing.
At all.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
It's actually about health care across
it
the
is.
Board.
Yeah, right. So anyway, choices, I think what you just said is really hits the nail on the head in terms of choices. You have your decision that you've made about this, and that's to be respected. And other people have different ways of looking at the same issue, and their thoughts and decisions are to be issued. One of the subplots in FBI show that's on, one of the there's three FBI shows, and I happen to quite like them. It's like Law and Order. You know, every Tuesday night there are three of them, and if I have time, I watch one or two of them. And the subplot to the original FBI show is that one of the fellows who's an agent has a relationship with one of the ladies who he was working with, and she got pregnant. And so there's a back and forth a number of times as to whether she would keep the baby and what the relationship would be with them. And I thought it was a good way of telling the story, in part, what people are going through. Women decide they want to keep the baby and they don't want to have the men involved in their lives, or is the man going to be involved to a certain extent? And what's the definition of the of what their involvement's going to be? All of that sort of thing. It's a very important contemporary issue that is, frankly, the Donald Trumps of the world will come and go, this issue. And I was wrong. I've said for decades, as people have been talking about this, as I've been doing talk radio since 1974, I say this kind of proudly. I don't want it to sound like I'm boasting, but I'm one of the original people that went. The talk started in the late 60s, but didn't really gain any momentum until the early to mid 70s. And so I started doing it in 1974. And at that time, the right to abortion was discussed a lot. But I said then, and pretty much until now, or recently, that I didn't think that the American public had the stomach or the will to change Roe v. Wade. And I'm not sure that I was wrong about that. I'm not even sure that it's still, there are people who didn't want it to stay and think, feel strongly about it. But if you ask them, most of the time, they don't really know why. You know, there are people, okay, I'm a good Republican, so I'm against abortion. What the hell does that mean? There are plenty of Republicans who have had abortions, and plenty of Democrats who probably have kept babies and, you know, went through this, again.
Well, that's the other thing, that it's a Democrat versus Republican kind of situation. I know Democrats who are against abortion, and I know Republicans who are pro-choice.
Me too.
Yeah. But, it's like a stereotype.
Right. It's like so many other stereotypes. So here's one more for you. One of the original anti-vaxxers was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Remember, he ran for governor. What did he run for? It was governor of Massachusetts or Senate? No, I think he ran for the Senate. And he didn't win because he's an anti-vaxxer. So that was what was used against him. Actually, a pretty interesting candidate. And he's declared himself as a candidate for president running against Joe Biden. And he's taking his big stick is that he is against the vaccine. So let's see how far that carries him. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select or request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo order.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's 23 after the hour. It is social media time. Da-da-da-da-da. Every hour at this time, we dig around for stories or comments from folks who are listening to the program. You can dial in 855-999-DOUG. Seems most of the callers are on Trump. And maybe we get to a few of those. The other side of the coin is what's available in print. Social media for Good Day is on Facebook and Instagram anyway, at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter is Good Day On Air. The focus on social media and what's going on with the people who are too young. There's something afoot in Arkansas, which I think is pretty interesting for all of us to consider in terms of our attitude towards social media and youngsters. So we'll talk about what's going on there after we think about schools and what's going on in schools. It seems that some schools tapping into strong Wi-Fi networks, many across the country are working on outdated systems, creating a barrier for students to participate in some of the new learning activities and opportunities that are around. So if you're interested in that, hang on. Here's Andy Solomon.
Driven by the goal of bringing 5G innovation to everyone, T-Mobile is teaming up with Prisms VR, a leading VR technology provider for math education, to deploy virtual reality headsets connected to T-Mobile 5G to students across 11 school districts in rural Michigan. This collaboration brings new learning opportunities to thousands of students who might otherwise miss out due to poor and unreliable network connections in their school areas, and opens the door for urban schools to benefit thanks to 5G speed and low latency. Since its deployment in 2022, this technology has reported improved lesson engagement and retention, with 80% of students saying they better understood the concepts and received higher grades. Innovative technologies like Prisms VR, powered by T-Mobile 5G, are transforming classrooms across the country by enabling students and teachers to use interactive math and science lessons designed to close the opportunity gap in STEM. Learn more at T-Mobile.com.
All right, so let's get to what's going on in Arkansas here in terms of social media and youngsters, Jay. This would be an issue for you to deal with as Mac grows up. It's certainly an issue my children are dealing with. And interestingly enough, Miles, who's 8, doesn't really have much interest or knowledge, actually, of this. I don't know, is that typical of an 8-year-old, or by the time youngsters are 8, do they know what's going on? I guess it depends on your
upbringing.
I think
upbringing, it depends on their
right?
peers, too. Yeah, yeah. It depends right. on the upbringing, how involved the parents are, because the children, they see what the parents are doing, too. And mm-hmm. if parents are constantly scrolling through their phone and looking at social media, yep. the kids will yep. be more engrossed in it. But, yeah, again, it goes with the peers. If their peers are doing it, too, then they'll probably learn about it a little bit quicker.
So both in Arkansas and Utah, governors have signed a couple, and I guess there are some other states that are considering the same thing as well, getting a little stronger with restrictions, and whether it raises privacy issues or not. It's time that parents learn the dangers here of all of this. So maybe this is force-fed. I'm not much of a believer in you must do what I say, but at least there's some action here. So the governor of Arkansas, who's Huckabee mm-hmm. Sanders, signs this thing, and the governor in Utah, his name is Spencer Cox, he signed the same sort of thing. It requires age verification and parental consent for users under the age of 18. Good.
Well, because there is so much that is detrimental. Not only are there predators online, different things that children can become involved in, but also bullying. Cyberbullying is very real. Back in all of our days when we went to school, if there was bullying happening at school, it ended once school ended, where now it doesn't. There is a lot of self-consciousness kids, teenagers aren't getting if they're so engrossed in social media.
So the restrictions apply to social media platforms that generate more than $100 million in annual revenue. I don't know why that's a measure, but at least it's a start, and I think that's good. 28 after the hour here on Good.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul is leading a bipartisan delegation in Taiwan today. Chairman McCaul is joining Representative Young Kim, the Republican from California, Chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Indo-Pacific, and Representative Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, and others. McCaul on China's threats.
We're not going to let this intimidation get to us. We all received sort of threatening texts. You know, there was talk about a Chinese escort in the air, but that's just really intimidation, saber rattling.
Our delegation will meet with Taiwanese business leaders and officials from the executive and legislative branches.
Talk about weapon systems that I sign off on going into Taiwan, to our Taiwan, and are they prepared?
Today is officially Army Day. Let's explore the importance of Army Day and its rich history. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
And an example of that line being used with some Trump callers, we'll have a... an example or so of that coming up in a moment or two here on Good Day at 34 past the hour. This portion of the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen brought to you by O'Reilly. You think about, what do you think the people at O'Reilly, when they listen to these, what do they think about myself? O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they're there. All your car care needs. Get the parts, the service that you need. Get it fast from the pros at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. Why not? Okay, so, it's official. Now, talking about the environment and conservation and that sort of thing and all the people who get upset about this bird dying or that turtle dying, you'll be happy to know that it is sea turtle nesting season right now, Jay. In addition to Easter and Passover, it is turtle nesting season.
Exciting.
So, how do we make sure these, you know, again, this is my eight-year-old grandson teaching me about reptiles, and turtles are reptiles. They've been around, by the way, as long, almost as long. They survived the dinosaur stuff because they were under the water, and they survived to a point. Anyway, so And by the way, I saw these. They have extracted from Montana these huge dinosaur eggs that were cast in stone, basically. And they're, you know, about the size of a good piece of steak. And you think, wonder, okay, how do these little things grow to be that big? Anyway, in terms of the turtles, most of the sea turtles in our country hatch on Florida beaches. So if you're down in Florida now listening to this program and you're going out to the beach today, on the Gulf side, it's not on the Atlantic side, it's on the Gulf side, and also you'd find eggs on the coast of Louisiana, say it again, Doug, there it is, Louisiana and Texas, all the states that are running along that, the inland, if you will, the Gulf side of things. That's where the nests are. And so people see the turtles doing, you know, you can see them digging, burying the eggs, and some people, stupid, go over and try to pick them up. If you, if the turtle sees you doing that, they don't move too fast, but you'll want to get out of the way.
Yeah.
You won't want to be too handy by there.
Will they go back to their eggs? Because I know some animals, if there is some human intervention or whatever, they will completely abandon.
Right. That's true. I don't know that. I know that I've seen stories about turtles getting pretty aggressive when anybody's messing with, well, like birds. If you go messing around with the birds that are in the nest,
the mother's often won't go back to a tree where there's a nest higher up in the branch, and that you are getting swooped.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so artificial intelligence becoming one of the big, big discussions of our time. I think in terms of, if I remember last week's countdown, Trump was number one. What was number two? Three. Number three was AI. I remember that. I don't remember what two was, but I remember artificial intelligence, mostly because of my own position on this. The Boston Globe and the Herald today both have stories about MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has developed a robot that plays soccer. And so whatever they're going to do with a robot, if you picture this thing, but it plays soccer as well as anybody can play soccer. It's a four-legged robot named Dribblebot.
Interesting.
Dribblebot.
I want to see the foot skills on this thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they claim they developed this because they think that it will affect science and engineering and MIT, Mass Institute of Technology. They're all over this, as a matter of speaking. So they showed people what they could do with their creative technology by building the Dribblebot. You can see it, you can watch it dribble a ball. It's not going to win the World Cup by any stretch of the imagination, but it recovers the ball and it follows the ball. Ay, ay, ay. What do we need? Why do we need this? What is that? I suppose maybe you could say that about a lot of things.
But this one just looks like one of those things of like, hey, look what I created. It's not really going to serve a purpose, but maybe some of the technology within this thing might serve a different purpose.
Yeah.
Or they figure something else out to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. All right. People in the news. Here's a fellow that has, his name is John Jepkerna, and he lives in Colorado. He's 91 years old, and he has become the first person his age to cross the Grand Canyon going from rim to rim. How do you like that? Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I have flown over, never actually been to on the ground.
Yep.
It's beautiful, though.
In the Guinness Book of World Records, he started doing this in November of 2019. He had spent 5 days backpacking, going around the parks around the Grand Canyon, and then he decided that he was going to walk all around the Grand Canyon. And so he started this when he was when he retired in 2019. Remember, this guy's 91 now. He started doing this in his late 60s, just spending time. He documented the accomplishments that he made, you know, walking here and there by himself and backpacking and tenting and that sort of thing. But now he's taken the trail all the way around it. And I don't know how many miles it is, but I know it's a long walk. So good luck and congratulations to this old buzzard, right? What a wonderful thing. a lot of people, you know, there have been 6 million people that have visited the Grand Canyon since the pandemic. So, you know, they probably wouldn't notice this guy as he's wandering around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cool. I think that's very cool. Other people in the news, we were talking about the governor of New Mexico signing that bill to shield abortion providers. Well, the governor of Michigan has done the same thing. There are a number of things going on in Michigan that are worth our attention here today. Governor Whitmer, who is anathema to most, I don't want to use the term conservatives, right-wing Republicans is how I'm going to describe them, because they annoy me because the term conservative doesn't appear, it doesn't apply to the way they use it. So anyway, Governor Whitmer signed this bill. It does pretty much the same thing as we were talking about. If you didn't hear the discussion, you can go to gooddayshow.com and hear either the podcast or the program every day, all day plays. And you can hear me talk about Governor Grisham and the whole business about what's going on in some of these clinics. Well, basically the same thing's going on in Michigan, mm-hmm. right? Would you agree with my overview? Well,
yeah, so this passed the state, the House and Senate last month, and then the governor actually signed the bill this week.
All right. Also going on in Michigan, a man has been charged with assault for hitting a clerk on the head with a frozen fish.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
He assaulted his grocery store clerk with a 4-pound frozen piece of haddock. So let's see. The grocery store is in Warren, Michigan. And let's see here. This is the fish counter clerk told the man that the counter had closed because they were celebrating Ramadan. And as far as the clerk knew, that was started at 7 o'clock. So then this guy became angry. He argued with the clerk, and he grabbed that flounder or haddock or whatever it was and whacked the guy in the head with it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I shouldn't chuckle about it, but it just seems a visualization.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, picking up a fish and whacking this guy in the head.
Exactly. And, I mean, you think about a frozen fish and you just get, like, slapped with it. It is kind of comical. But then when you really point it out that it's frozen. This is a 4-pound fish. It's frozen.
Right.
That it was basically like hitting this guy with a big rock.
Yep. The man who is being prosecuted for this offense is Jobel Hassan, who's 60 years old, charged with aggravated assault. He was arraigned and posted a $5,000 bond. And so the pretrial has been set for April 27th, if you want to put that on your calendars, mm-hmm. to find out what happens to the guy with the clerk with a frozen fish.
I just love what the prosecutor said. I never thought I would have to say this, but if you assault someone with a fish in our country, you are going to be prosecuted. A frozen fish is dangerous if you hit someone on the head.
Yeah, there you go.
In case you didn't already know this fact, here you go.
Also in Michigan today, family is celebrating the first baby girl in 138 years. So what does that mean, huh? What does that mean? This family... This is the second child of Carolyn and Andrew Clark. A baby girl named Audrey has been born. In that family, they've had all boys for 138 years. So apparently this has broken that record. The mother, Carolyn, said she first heard that no girls had been born in her husband's family since 1885. So she says, what do you mean by that?
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, right. There you go. Can you, you know, there's a time coming, apparently, when you'll be able to finagle the sex of the child, right? We can do that now with cows. I get sexed semen to impregnate the cows that most of the time, about 94% of the time, it ends up being, we're obviously looking for heifers because they're the producers. Boys are greatly disrespected in the cow kingdom. The fewer bulls, the better, as far as dairy people are concerned. So anyway,
You can do it with humans. People
you
have.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
When it's with kind of the implantation of the embryos and stuff, you can pick which ones.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Now, that's good to know. More things that you didn't know that we discuss here on the Good Day Show. Donald Trump's next court date in New York has nothing to do with the court date that he's already experienced in New York. Later on this month, a jury trial in this other civil case brought against Mr. Trump by a lady named Jean Carroll set to get underway. Apparently, there are a number of women who are lined up to claim that Trump raped them. And this isn't going to be pretty. This is going to be ugly. Let's see. He's got these 34 felony counts against him. And then 3 weeks to the day, the other trial is set to get underway. This goes back to the mid-90s. Miss Carroll says that Trump raped her in the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. Good God. So not only will they both testify in the case, and there apparently are others who are lining up. The judge who will preside over the case says that the past comments from Trump about women will be admissible in evidence in the trial.
Mm.
Of
well,
course, Trump denied this at all. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
There's video or audio of Donald Trump talking about grabbing women in a certain area.
Yeah.
And he had no repercussions for it, but the person who he was speaking with lost his job.
Yeah.
Was it Billy Bush? Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Bush. That was on the bus during the campaign. Yeah, Billy Bush was out of work for about a year. So, anyway, the circus continues. It's 48 after the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Spring Fest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop Spring Fest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see store at Lowe's.com for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Three past the hour now. Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus for an overview of some questions that have come in. By the way, reminder, if you have questions for Dr. Ken, dial them in, 855-999-3684. Try that number. If you have a question that Ken can address, we'll be happy to address it, even if it's a good question and coherent, if you will. And I don't mean that, I'm not using that lightly to be facetious. There are a lot of people who call radio programs that are not particularly coherent. So I get your message into some solid form and then ask the question at 855-999-3684. All right, our first question here has to do with people who are at risk for having poor sleep. I guess the odds are not in your favor. You have asthma, Ken. Is that the correct approach here? What's the story?
Exactly. The BMJ, British Medical Journal, Open Respiratory Research, reported recently, Doug, that if you have a genetic tendency for asthma and you combine that with poor sleep quality, you dramatically increase your risk of getting asthma. So if you are dealing with asthma and this wasn't a problem in the past in your life, look at your sleep quality. Talk to a sleep physician if there are issues, because this may be an important feature in it. Can I just point out an important discovery this week that was reported that I want to make sure we have time for? Doug, what do you think the most important symptom is for older adults as a possible suggestion that there may be a chronic illness? We just talked about sleep, and that gives you a hint. There's one, it was reported, and a big study, the Kaiser Foundation, looking at thousands of charts in older adults, there's one symptom that suggests there may be one of multiple chronic illnesses going on. What is that symptom?
Is it have anything to do with weight, being overweight, and the ramifications of that?
Well, that's weight is a sign, a symptom. The symptom is fatigue. And what they discovered is this is the most common symptom in many, many different chronic illnesses, from cancer, heart disease, inflammatory illnesses, blah, blah, blah. So unexplained fatigue is not something to ignore.
All right, there you go. And if you, that is, if you aren't getting good restful sleep, I think that's what Ken is saying, you better find out why. What's going on? Is it a psychological thing? Is it a physical thing? But without good rest, good food, good rest, good health. And if you lack good rest and good sleep, you're going to have bad health. That's pretty much the bottom line here. That's what I hear, Ken. Am I hearing myself and you correctly?
It is correct. It's not complicated. It just takes work to implement.
All right. Next item is a focus on moderate drinking, which apparently doesn't have any health benefits. There were a lot of people that have been saying for a long time that if you drink some alcohol a little bit every day, it'll help you live longer. Apparently, that's changed in this latest report, right?
Sorry, folks, don't shoot the messenger. JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open. You know, a lot of people think if I just have less than that 1 ounce a day of alcohol, I'm going to live longer. This study showed clearly in thousands of patients that a little bit of alcohol did not help anyone live longer.
All right, a little bit of medicine helps. What is it? A little bit. Back to the little bit of sugar.
It may put a smile on your face, but it didn't help you live longer.
All right, here's a new drug-resistant bacteria that's tied to eye drops. That is things that go through your eyelids. You know, one of the things during COVID was that people were saying the virus gets into your body not only through your nose and your mouth, but through your eyelid, or not your eyelids, but through whatever way stuff gets into your body through your eyes. So this is their contaminated eye drops, apparently, according to the Center for Disease Confusion. Some deaths have been traced to this and blindness. So, you know, a lot of people take, I started after I had my eye operation taking drops. I don't want to do that anymore. Is that intelligent or not?
You're talking about Pseudomonas infecting some of these sources. What you want to do is just, once you open them after 30 days, you should get rid of them. And also just keep aware of the reports that they are becoming infected. But use a good source and don't keep them around for more than a month.
There you go. Advice from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Crenshaw is here from Lake Cardiology down in Honduras, Florida. Questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.